The next type of paralysis is abductor paralysis. Okay, and it too can be unilateral or bilateral. Here, the problem is getting the vocal folds open. It involves the posterior cricoarytenoid muscle only. So the vocal folds can come together, means that they can phonate, okay, so you can do pitch ranges and everything like that. But the problem is the airway large enough to breathe? Okay, so when they come together, you know, do they blow far enough apart so that they can breathe well? Okay, so basically you want to open the folds up here. So if it's paralyzed in the paramedian position on one side, okay, that'll be okay. But if it's paralyzed in the median position, you're very afraid for breathing, okay? Bilateral breathing is your only concern, okay? In fact, you may need a trach or surgery to correct this problem, to get the vocal folds apart, which is one of the primary reasons why they intubate you during surgery, so that if anything like this were to happen, then you're still breathing, okay? So now I'm going to show you two pictures of vocal fold paralysis, and it tells you at the top which fold is paralyzed. I'm also playing the voice of an unrelated patient. It's a patient that we saw. There's not the patient's pictures on the screen. You're going to hear a man talk, so I want you to hear the low pitch and the breathiness. He also wears dentures, so he's a little hard to understand at times, okay? So he's not wearing his dentures, okay? But you can hear him produce voice, okay? But you hear the breathiness. Then you're going to hear him sustain an ah on the next picture, and it's going to be reduced. And then finally, you've got a slide that shows you him using pushing, so he's pushing down on the chair to get good glottal closure, okay? And you'll see that he's able to sustain ah for a longer period of time.